welcome to Your Local Arena. I'm talking to Saima Aslam, founder and director of Bradford Literary Festival. Saima, welcome to Your Local Arena and thanks for the collaboration.
No, thank you for having me and thank you for collaborating with us. It's been a real honour and pleasure.
These three films were made in the 1970s. Well, two were made in the 1970s and one in 1980. What was your reaction when you look at them today?
I found it really interesting to watch them. I watched them pretty much back to back. And I think what I was really struck by was, I think in the case of both David Hockney and David Oxtoby, it was the journey that they had had and the trajectory from Bradford to where they had ended up. I mean, it was also a really lovely nostalgia piece because you almost forget the sights and the sounds and the colours of that period of time. And I think with the Andrea Dunbar one, maybe because it was slightly more recent, maybe because the filming, you know, there's quite a lot of Bradford in the filming. I found it quite, there was something quite poignant about it in the sense of the way that things have changed and yet the way some things still haven't changed. But I found it quite emotional to watch.
In what way do you mean things haven't changed?
The festival does a lot of work with young people, and it was one of the main reasons for setting the festival up was my belief in the power of education to change lives and the need to ensure that we, you know, raise literacy levels, raise aspirations, and the importance of that. And I think when I was watching Andrea, and the film is so interesting because you have the play and you have Andrea and her reactions and her family. I just felt that actually the need to work with young people hasn't gone away, that those stories, the story that Andrea was portraying is actually still very real, very relevant.
Because Hockney and Oxtoby both left Bradford as young men, and Andrea didn't. I mean, is that something you find comes up with your work, with the festival's work, with young people?
I think it's something that we actively seek to address. You know, the need to raise aspirations, the need to be able to envision yourself on the world stage for young people, to that ability to feel and to believe that I can actually do anything, achieve anything. And Andrea obviously achieved so much. But it's, you know, there is the whole tragedy of the fact that, you know, her life was cut so short. Now, that isn't anything to do with the city. But I suppose we have a stark contrast in the case of Hockney and Oxtoby, where, you know, they've left and they've had these blazing careers. So I think those factors are really important, that ability to dream, to believe. Now, obviously, you know, David Hockney, for example, has retained a lifelong association with the city. There is so much work that has happened where he has actually been an integral part of some of the regeneration that has happened in Saltaire, for example. But yes, I think it's really, really important that young people have that chance to dream, to spread their wings and then to fly back if they want to.
Hopefully. What role do you think archive pieces like this can actually play in encouraging an audience to reframe where they are in a way that's specific to the general? So watching a film about where you are, even if it was made many years before you were born, for example, what's the importance of that culturally?
I mean, there are so many different threads to that. I have a real belief that it's really important to know your history, both geographically and culturally, to know where you have come from and where your roots are. I think that grounds you in terms of moving forward. And I think actually archive pieces can play a really important role in that. And then there's the other side of actually being able to stand in a space and see where that space was geographically and culturally, maybe, you know, 30, 40, 50 years earlier. And I think that continuation that presents to you, the way things change, but actually also what stays exactly the same. I think landscape and archive is a really, really important part of framing that narrative and actually connecting what we have right now to where we were. That journey is so, so important.
Yeah, and in terms of different mediums, I mean, you're a literary festival, first and foremost. You've got here a playwright and two visual artists. How does that sit? I know your work covers various areas, but how do you see the sort of bringing a film into the mix?
I have this belief, and it really informed the thinking behind the festival, that actually everything in the world is about words. You know, we use words to communicate. books, articles, Twitter and Instagram, you know, we're still using words, we're still actually communicating and using different types of language, even if, you know, and some of it that's visual language. I think with films and plays and music, if you peel that top layer back, again, it's lyrics and words and it's the script. So to me, there is no tension. And I know not everybody views it in this way, but I feel words underpin everything, and therefore actually if you are a literature festival, you should actually embrace all the different form those words take and actually just bring it all together, because I think culturally we don't necessarily have those really strict dividing lines. When you are not in the cultural arena and you are actually a consumer, you move quite effortlessly from books to film to music and back again, maybe through gaming to books. And I think that's I think that's really important. And I think that that link needs to be actually preserved and celebrated.
Do you think screening a film about somebody like Andrea Dunbar, for example, increases the awareness of the power of words in the political context as well? Because she was making a big social political points through her work.
Absolutely. I think it's so important to have these retrospectives. Because there's a danger sometimes, isn't there, in thinking that everything is about the present moment, or that we have this issue at this moment in time, and we sometimes forget that actually there's a long trajectory to the social issues that we see around us, to the political issues, and there's been a lot of work that has gone into trying to create changes, whether they've been successful or not, and whether things have, you know, shifted by an inch or by a mile. But there has been a lot of work that has gone into lots of different areas. And I think it's really, really important to remember that. And also, actually also just to refresh that collective memory. I sometimes think that it's the time that changes, people don't really change. And that can sometimes apply to social structures as well. There are certain things that we can recognize going a very long way back. And I think the Andrea Dunbar film, for example, is a really prime example of that.
Yeah, never more so than right now.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.